We stop and get a coffee this morning. Stop at the drive-thru. Figure I might get a little snack. You want another coffee? And we get it, and we're driving, and Rochelle goes, ugh. I said, what's the matter? Is your coffee not good? Does it not taste good? No, no, it's fine. Well, what do you mean? And this is the thing, and I think most couples, especially people who've been married for a while like we have, would relate to this, where you know the person well enough to know that they're aggravated about something. Now, I know this isn't, there's nothing wrong, so I can tell, I know the levels of aggravation, right? But there's something wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it is, but it's not a big deal. So I decide to push a little farther, and I say, what's the matter? And you go, this is an iced coffee. I said, yeah. So I didn't want an iced coffee. I said, why did you order an iced coffee? And she says, Rochelle says, when I got to the drive-thru, I choked. I said, you choked? I usually get iced coffee. Today I wanted a hot. I got the thing. Can I please check your order, please?
I just got nervous.
You just got nervous, just came out.
I don't know. It was early, and I normally just say, you know, large iced coffee and like.
And we usually don't stop early in the morning. We usually stop as we're on the way home.
Right.
So then the sun's out,
and
you're
I normally want an iced coffee.
I'm more apt to have an iced coffee. But when put on the spot, you're half awake. Welcome, I got your memorial. Welcome, please pull forward.
Well, that's what happened. Coffee. It wasn't even that I choked. It just kind of came out of repetitiveness.
Why didn't you just stop and say, hey,
because
I in fact didn't want an iced coffee.
Honestly, I didn't realize that I said it.
Until you slurped it?
Well, no, until they handed it to me and I didn't know what to say because I'm like, did they make a mistake or did I mess up? I bet I messed up and
yeah,
I can't
you said
ask
iced
them.
Coffee.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so I can't be like, can you please remake this? Because it was my fault.
I mean, sure you can. You could say, gee, I meant to say hot. I'm so sorry.
But I asked for an ice.
You could also say, I'll pay it forward, so just keep that one and give it to the next person who orders an iced coffee.
What if they don't want my coffee? They want a hot coffee, too.
Well, I'm sure someone's going to come along at 5 o'clock in the morning that wants an iced coffee. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Well, either way,
you better be careful which drive-thru you're in when you're not sure what you're supposed to say. You
know, yeah.
Welcome to Bank of America. Can I please withdrawal?
All of it?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Ma'am, you have nothing in there.
It's Robbie and Rochelle. Intern Vince has not shown up for work yet. We've gotten the, I might not be able to make it in text, which happens, and I know we said this just a week or so ago.
Yeah.
Happens right around the weekend, happens around holidays, and it'll either be the Friday before or the Monday after.
Right.
And there's never the, you know, I'm sick the night before and I'm not going to be able to make it in tomorrow. It's 5 minutes before airtime.
Yeah.
I'm running late.
Got car trouble.
Yeah, the car trouble one, he doesn't even go there anymore because I know that that's a bunch of hooey. So supposedly he's going to be here soon, but he might not be able to make it in. So it could go either way. I just don't know with him.
I don't know. Who knows?
I'm such a dad with him. Sometimes I feel bad.
No, you're not a dad. You're a boss.
You think that's what it is? Well, I mean, I almost feel bad because I just go, what is wrong with you?
You shouldn't.
We have a show to do. Get here.
He has a job. If he had any other job anywhere else, he would still have to show up.
Is this a job?
Well, it's his job.
What we have him do here, is it really a job?
It is his job.
And pretty soon he's going to be the guy standing there going, oh, yeah, iced coffee or hot? Could he even handle it? I feel like that's a more involved job than what he's doing here.
Oh, for sure.
And I know that's probably a part-time job for most people to do that job. That is much more of a legit job than what he's doing.
That's why we get upset when he can't even bother to show up or do anything here, because this is nothing.
But here's why I feel bad, is because I know he wants to be here. I know he
cares.
Do you? Yeah. I know he loves...
Coming
in and doing the show. I mean, I think so. Is it not
know.
True? I'm questioning everything now.
I don't know. I don't know if he does.
You feel like he doesn't like being here?
I don't know.
Well, that makes me sad.
I don't know if he doesn't like being here.
This is like when we have a conversation about the cat trying to run out the door. Like, I feel bad. Doesn't he want to be with me?
No, I think I don't think it's that he doesn't like to be here. I think it's that he'd rather be in bed.
Oh, well.
It's not that he doesn't want to be here. It's just, it's early.
That's called life. Everybody wants to be in bed.
Exactly. He's young, though, so he hasn't learned that, like, you have to do it. You have to get up. You have to go to work.
Yeah.
He still lives with mom. He has that luxury of not paying a lot of bills.
I'm positive his mother also does not want him there. So,
oh, she's tried to kick him out before.
Maybe that's the only reason he comes here at all, is just to get out of the house for a little while.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've spent far too much time. I hope you're listening to this, by the way, Jenny. Hope you're listening to this and feeling sorry for yourself, ashamed.
He's sleeping.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I'll bet you he's in the driveway in his car, texted me, and he's like, I'm going to do a 30-minute nap. I just bought myself a half hour.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee it.
Probably.
And he's like, well, screw old Robbie. He'll just figure it out. He can go trudging down the hall to print out all his papers.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't know how I'm supposed to operate under these conditions.
You'll be fine. We'll figure it out. You've done it before. You'll do it again.
I'm like a motorcyclist in a sandstorm. This is not... This is just not good for anybody.
Okay.
Bugs in my teeth.
Gross.
Speaking of which, actually, we had a conversation yesterday. I think it was yesterday. And we were talking to one of the people in the office about this. Mm. You know, people say when you see people on the news or you hear people, well, it came up because I'm just trying not to reveal their personal business.
Sure.
But she was talking about how her father went in for a procedure on his eye and it got messed up. And now he's blurred to the point. He's an elderly father that he can't see hardly at all.
Right.
And you say, oh, it's so stressful. And we're the only people this happens to. And I said, you know, I don't think you're the only people it happens to. And I'm not trying to call out doctors and that sort of. I'm not.
No.
But when you hear something like that or when you see, you know, experts on TV, do they know what they're talking about? Sure they do. Are they educated? Sure they are. Are they conscientious trying to do their best? Of course.
Yeah.
But having said that, I imagine that. That, you know, no one knows everything. Nobody is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And the analogy I always make is, remember 200 years ago, you know, you got a cold. They stick a leech on your neck and nobody has had it. Rochelle goes, they still use leeches.
They do.
And I said, no, they're not using leeches. No, they're not.
They do. Yes, they do. I don't know why.
And she brings up Google Maps and gives me a list of 5 places within a radius of the radio station where they still do leech therapy. And I said, fine, but this is going to be some sort of, you know, like herbal medicine, that kind of
it
thing.
It is,
you know?
An herbal medicine.
Yeah.
It's, but it's still a thing
so
that is
done.
So
if the doctor could just give you a couple aspirin and send you home, you'd rather go to a person who's going to stick leeches in your pants?
There are people who don't want to take a foreign medication and they choose to do
it. Okay.
An aspirin and leeches are going to give you 2 different things here. That's not.
Also, back in like the 1700s, when they say they'd use leeches, I believe they would bleed you. So they'd cut you on purpose
and
let you bleed.
And
then they'd let the leeches drink this, because you're supposed to drink the poison out of you.
That's crazy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Middle Ages or something?
This is still.
Are we Vikings?
Do you know that they also have a pedicure tubs that you stick your feet in and there's these little tiny fish and they eat all the dead skin off of your feet? That's a thing. You can go get that done and there's all these little
fish. Why do you say that with a smile? That's appealing to you?
No, I'm just saying you think these are crazy. And I agree, I would never do this because that's just not who I am. I'll take the pills.
What
give
about
me
when
all
people
the pills,
had headaches,
but,
you know, in the 40s and they used to hook them up to a rod and try and squeeze their skull?
Okay.
Like my point is people fought stuff. So there's probably something we do today that 100 years from now, people in the year 2150 are going to go, can you believe back in 2021 they used to, you know what I mean?
I agree with you, but I think your leech analogy does not work because they still use leeches. So you got to use the head thing. They don't do the head thing anymore. You can do that. They don't
the headache thing? They don't do screws in your head?
Yeah, they don't do screws in your head
for
headache.
I'm sure they do for something. But
maybe.
Can I get some sort of aromatherapy? Because I'm between him not showing up and you harassing me at this time of the morning, I have a pain in my chest.
We'll get you a leech.
That's great. Just to ease my stress.
There you go.
I probably bond with the leech.
We'll
tell you the
suck
truth.
It right out of you.
I got to bring little Willie everywhere. Come on, Willie. Let's go to supermarket, Willie.
Willie the leech.
Willie. Willie. Let's go. Come on, Willie.
That's amazing.
Willie! What is that? Is that a leech? It's my friend Willie. It's right here.
How do you think Rick the cat would react to Willie the leech?
I think at first Rick would sit there and he'd do the thing where he kind of bobs back and forth and he's pondering what he's going to do. And then he would eat it. Is what
he would eat your leech. He would eat Willie.
Rick, you ate Willie. Rick, come back, Willie. Rest in peace, Willie. Well, I think we're done. That sounds like a show for me.
Yep.
I think it's time for the weekend, don't you think?
Sounds good.
All right. Dumb Crick News, fun facts. He said.
He said.
At 7:50, hashtag mom.
Confession.
7:20, 9:20. It is all on the way this morning. Well, the weekend's here. A lot going on, especially with Halloween right around the corner. Thank you for sending these in. We got a bunch of fun events. Got a couple of charity events. You can always go and email us on the homepage or on our Facebook. Send us a little DM. The Fall Festival Craft Show at Immaculate Conception Church in Spotswood is happening a couple Saturdays away, November 27th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you still like to be a vendor, you can check them out for info. It's chicspotswood.com. Shop and support local businesses from over 50 vendors who have already signed up to participate. The Plainfield Rescue Squad is hosting a Halloween fundraiser party. All proceeds go toward the purchase of an ambulance and equipment. That goes on tomorrow night starting at 7. Halloween costumes are required. In your pinstripe suit, your fedora, in the billiard room with the candelabra.
Is that your Halloween costume?
I mean, the Halloween costumes are required.
Well.
They'll have food, drinks, a live DJ, and a whole lot more. Go to Eventbrite for the info on that one. Just search Plainfield Rescue Squad. And do you need a Halloween date night idea?
I don't know. Do I?
Take your boo to the Halloween Sip and Paint that's going on at Chayla's Restaurant and Bar in Little Falls on Thursday night, 7:30. Karaoke to follow. I'm sure somebody will be singing Thriller.
I hope so.
Seems like a fun idea. That is a difficult song to accomplish. Remember, yeah. You got to do that whole rap thing.
Oh, yeah.
Darkness fall.
I feel like you've done this before. Have you done it before?
Oh, you can just check out Chayla's Restaurant and Bar on Facebook for the info on that. I never have done a Halloween karaoke. That's very creative stuff. Thank you for sending these in. A couple of things such you'd like to know this morning. It's kind of a Friday tradition. We've thought about moving it around, trying something different, but we just can't get away from a little home cooking, if you know what I mean. A little something we call dumb crook news. Bonehead over here scours the police blotters from sea to shining sea. It takes them all day Thursday. Look for these stories of your fellow citizens. Now, maybe you've had a week, certainly crazy news. Mm-hmm. Maybe your boss is driving you crazy, your kids, your car broke down. Whatever the story is, at least you're not in the same predicament as these people. Dateline to Tampa, Florida, because it's always Lola. Florida, 51-year-olds. We can do that better. Come on.
I think it was me that messed it up.
Because it's always
Florida.
Thank you very much. 51-year-old Scott Massa tried to set a house on fire by breaking a window and throwing in a bucket of accelerant.
Oh, jeez.
It ignited, exploded, ended up setting himself on fire.
Smart.
Now, luckily, he's going to be okay, although he did have serious injury. The police are charging him with arson. That's,
hello, Jake from State Farm. I don't know how it happened. I just, I don't know what the deal is.
I'm on fire.
I'm on fire. My pants are on fire right now. I'm not lying. That's not what I mean.
Dateline to Lincoln, Nebraska. I have a friend that just moved there, as a matter of fact.
You do?
Yeah, Joe Dobbins. Remember him?
No.
He's a DJ out there in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Well, isn't he lucky?
Playing the hits for Lincoln.
In Nebraska.
Yeah, that's right. The people of Nebraska need to hear Dua Lipa, too.
Amazing.
Yeah, my pants are on fire right now.
Police there in Lincoln, Nebraska arrested a 34-year-old who was reported naked in his Camry, which, by the way, I think is the name of his memoir.
Yeah.
Naked in my Camry.
Yeah.
The cops did indeed find the man in the buff, and he was charged with indecent exposure, so they gave him a warning and let him go. Happened again, gave him a ticket. Happened a third time.
Why is he driving around naked? What's happening?
That was indicative. Well, it must be comfy on his bum.
Does he have like heated seats or like what is happening here?
He's got the presidential package in his Toyota
Camry.
Or at least the car does, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Dateline south of the border to Mar del Plata, Argentina, where about 20 couples got together for a swingers party.
Oh.
Now, the issue there is that, of course, there's too many people and violates the COVID codes.
That's the issue?
Of Argentina. Well, I guess, yeah. Because you had like 100 people congregating, so police came there and broke up the party. Unfortunately, though, the people ended up getting into more trouble because when the police arrived, they thought they were part of the entertainment, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah. The fuzzy cuffs come out.
That's exactly right. Hand me those fuzzy cuffs. And finally, our dateline to Mount Dora, Florida, because as I mentioned before, it's always Florida. Honest to God.
It's me. I need to stop.
We don't have it today.
You got to watch him.
It is always
Florida.
Feel like John Williams or something. 58-year-old Kathleen Davis is having an affair with a 33-year-old. John Williams is the guy.
Who's John Williams?
He's the classical composer who did the Jaws, Superman, Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Harry Potter.
Well, maybe you should get a wand.
So, in other words, I'm saying, I'm conducting an orchestra when we go, it's always
Florida. You still miss.
It's always
Florida.
What I believe I said was, it's always
Florida.
Arizona.
Oh, you!
But no, we're talking about Mount Dora, Florida.
Laugh it up, everyone.
Kathleen Davis, 58 years old, had an affair with a 33-year-old guy.
Oh.
Turned out it was her daughter's husband.
Oh, no.
Kathleen was very upset that the husband felt guilty and confessed.
Oh.
And so she came and egged his house and tried to run him over in the driveway, driving her Mercedes.
Wow.
That's
maturity on another level there.
Yeah.
I can't believe you told.
Was it Kathleen or was it Karen?
Right.
Let's just be honest.
What a Karen.
Because it's always Karen.
You'll get it one day. It's okay.
Nah, I don't know if I will. I've come this far and still haven't learned.
I highly doubt it. A little something we call dumb crook news. All right. It's always a good day if we get through these without having to hit the bleep button. We'll see what happens. We do it every morning at 7:20 and 9:20. This is hashtag mom confessions. Now, you can write to us on any of the socials, post to us, and then use that hashtag so we can search hashtag MOM mom and find them very easily. Then we share them on the radio just like this. Confessions just like this.
At Emily Berry Me 21 said, prayers for my teen who just had a long uphill battle overcoming her mom hugging her at the bus stop.
was it Berry Me? That's kind of
an Emily Berry Me 21.
Was that berry like a strawberry or the other kind?
B-A-R-R-Y.
Oh, Berry.
Berry, yes. Like, Emily Berry Me.
Like Berry Bostwick.
Sure, okay.
Okay.
Taylor _ Irene said, good news. My 8-year-old says she's halfway done with the story, which she started telling me last Monday.
It's like a Bon Jovi song. We're halfway there.
I guess so.
I'm living on a prayer. This will be over soon.
Holly Hawkins 2016 said, almost 2 weeks into kindergarten, and my daughter has made so many friends. Mm. But so far, all we know about any of these friends is that one of them has a name that starts with A.
That's like me bobbing for apples, making lots of friends.
Out of the way.
You can send these in anytime. Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
We share them every morning, 720 and 920 right here. It's Robbie and Rochelle with intern Vince. We got a BuzzFeed article. If you've had any of these things, if you've done any of these things, they say you're officially old. Isn't that harsh?
Cool.
That's not nice at all.
No, it's not.
And of course, you go and you scroll through here and you can read the comments, and they're mostly, you know, young kids making fun of, hey, boomer, you know, all that whole thing.
Okay.
But anyway, I thought it was a fun trip down memory lane, so I thought I'd share a couple of these. So
sure.
If you've ever, we'll say it this way, you're experienced and full of wisdom instead of old, huh?
Okay.
Watched a TV that was in a piece of furniture. Remember when the TVs
like
used
the
to be
wooden
in that,
ones?
That nice wooden frame?
Yeah.
Speakers were at the bottom, had little drawers on it.
So if you've used one, you're experienced?
That's right. I don't think they've made those for at least 30 years now.
No, but I do remember as a kid, my grandparents had those. So
yeah, but they probably had it for 20 years before you remember them
having probably.
It, you
know? I remember my grandfather wanting me to get up, and they used to have the two dials on them. So you'd have to click the one, and then you'd have to click the other one in order. And he'd tell me to move that. Nope, to the left, to the left. To the left. Sorry.
Trying to watch Matlock.
I know, right?
I told you about the old Marty system, right? When the radio stations back in the day used to have to go out and broadcast live someplace. You know how you see us radio guys pull up in the van?
Yeah.
And we get the big tower on the van. They don't have the tower on the van anymore because now everything with Wi-Fi and you don't have to use that
thing. You just
thing.
Do it through your phone.
But back
yeah.
in the day, you used to, there was like this crank and you had to crank up, you know, like a garden hose out in the yard.
Yeah.
When you wrap it up, you had to crank the thing and the tower would go up, and then the guy back at the radio station would have to turn this knob, and it kind of looked like the same thing to adjust your bunny ears when people just have an antenna on top of the house to get TV reception, just to get the signal. And he'd be like, let me turn it, and go, and then the guy would be like, hear me now.
Oh.
You know, you go, hang on, let me turn it the other way. And then they do.
That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. Man, that was just really not interesting to anybody, was it?
It just seems like a lot of work.
There's probably one guy named Trevor going, oh, very interesting. I tried that. Thank you.
Probably not named Trevor, but yes.
Had to physically remove your car's stereo to stop it from getting stolen.
Oh, yeah. And then you put it in that little case.
Yeah.
Absolutely
that
had one of those.
Plastic snap-on thing.
Yeah, those are awesome. You take the whole face off.
Speaking of being an old guy, I had my first couple cars all had cassette decks.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't mean this to be inside stuff, but us radio DJs are very narcissistic people, but we're also fragile.
Not all of us.
So I used to record my show on a cassette tape every night, and then when I'm driving home, you pop it in, you listen
you
to
listen
see how
to
you
yourself.
Did. Yeah, it's kind of like a football player watching tape, right?
Yeah.
Not the first time I've compared myself to a QB, by the way.
That's what it's like a football player watching tape.
So I remember I go to get a new car. It's probably like 07, 08 or so. I'm going to buy a new car. And I said to the guy, it's got a CD player in it. Is there any way I can switch that out, get a tape player? He goes, that's not an option.
Well, you didn't want the CD player at all? You just wanted...
I said, the CD player is fine, but I really would like a cassette deck for the reason I'm just saying. He said, well, we don't offer that as an option. I said, well, can I get it like as a special custom thing?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. No one is asking for cassette tapes anymore.
I remember having a car that had the cassette tape thing, and you'd stick that in there, and there was a little cord that would reach down to your compact disc player, and you'd play your CD off of a tape in the car.
You
I had one
the,
of those,
yeah,
too.
You can do it. They had it the other way around as well. You get the little plug-in, but then your car looks all sketch, you know?
So. It was not sketch. It was awesome. I could take the face of my radio
all
off.
All right, when you were a 16-year-old, fine, but when you're a grown man like me, you look like
a
tool
a
driving around with your little, little snap-on radio.
That's awesome.
Did you ever eat ice cream out of a toilet paper roll? You remember those?
Oh, a push pop.
The little push pop deal. Yeah,
they
okay.
still have those.
Okay.
That's dumb.
Now,
that's
I know
not
this
old.
Did you keep your CDs, by the way, in the visor?
Oh,
little,
yeah.
Little slot
oh, 100%.
For the CDs above the visor.
I had a double one that was, you could flap it down and then there was more underneath it. So it was like a double decker CD thing.
Now, you know, remember awesome. The other day I mentioned that I don't know how it is. I have so many keys on my mm-hmm. key ring. Like yeah. there's at least two or three. I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what it was. Speaking of old cars. Remember when you needed two keys to unlock the doors and then get it running? They need a one. There's one for the trunk and then yeah. one for the door and the engine.
I don't think I ever had a car that had two keys.
Well, that goes to the point of this article.
That would be one thing I did not have.
Remember when you first got AOL? Oh, this weekend you can catch up on the podcast on demand right on the homepage or search Robbie and Michelle any place you get your podcasts if you want to catch up or hear your favorite ha-has again. Oh my goodness, in my hand, the envelope, hermetically sealed, kept in the glove compartment of James Bond's Aston Martin.
Oh.
Since noon yesterday. Here it contained fun facts. Facts are fun. Things you don't really need to know. We just thought you'd like to know. Oh my God, it's Fun Fact Friday!
Woo!
The average bra size in the U.S. is now 34 double D.
Really?
30 years ago, it was just 34 B.
Wow.
It's a great day to be a man, isn't it? It's a great day to be a man.
Okay.
Now, this is probably because people have put on more weight.
Yes, that's exactly what that is.
I wonder what the breast size for dudes is, because my guess is it's we're at least at a B cup. We've gone to 34B, is
right,
my guess.
Right,
New Hampshire is the only state where it's legal for an adult to drive without wearing a seatbelt. Let me just tell you something about these people in New Hampshire. They're like no other people.
Oh, yeah?
It's like Alabama with an ocean, okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
More chocolate is sold at the Brussels National Airport in Belgium than any other place in the world, or as Rochelle would say, challenge accepted.
Seriously.
Give me a store.
Yes.
I don't know why this makes me laugh. These are fun facts, by the way. Canada was almost named Effisaga, which stood for England, France, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, and Aboriginal. Effisaga.
Effisaga.
Or Efsigja.
Why are you using your hand to say it?
I don't know. I don't
say
know.
It again.
Efsigga. I can't say it without doing a hand motion.
You're doing like the Spider-Man hand. Well, I'm glad they didn't call it that because it's really weird.
I feel like people from Canada would not be as nice and pleasant if their country was named Efsigga. Efsigga.
Efsigga. Efsigga. You know what? Efsigga.
That's what I mean. They're so nice. Oh, how about that? Thank you for coming to see us. We live in Canada, but it was Efsigga.
Efsigga.
Sounds like they were cursing at you all the time.
Efsigga Mounties.
You'll like this. Koalas can sleep for up to 22 hours a day. Once again, Rochelle says, challenge accepted.
But for real, though, again.
Right, that's enough of that. Couple of things trending this morning we thought you'd like to know. There's a T-shirt from a Grateful Dead concert back in 1967 that just sold at auction. You know who I'm talking about, the
mm-hmm.
Grateful Dead.
Of course.
Sold for just under $18,000 and sets the world record for the highest price ever paid for a rock band T-shirt.
Wow.
You know the Grateful Dead fan that bought this one. Hey, man, I just paid. What did I pay, man? Oh, man. Bummer. I had no idea what happened.
Yeah.
All right, I know I'm going to regret this, but I'm going to go ahead and ask you. The FBI says they've discovered human remains next to items that supposedly belong to this Brian Landry guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the Gabby Petito case.
Yeah.
It's a horrible story.
It's awful.
But on the other hand, it is fascinating because there's the element of mystery here. We don't really know what happened. Brian, of course, been missing for over a month.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going on? Is it him?
I think he's a crazy psycho. This is my...
You have been absolutely obsessed with the story. You were reading about this before I even saw it on the news.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I feel like he probably sawed off his arm and left it there, and now he's still on the run. That's my theory.
What?
I don't know. I'm just saying he's been living in the woods, doing nothing. He's really great at hiding. There's all these crazy mysteries behind it. Everyone thinks his parents are helping. I think he's crazy enough to saw off his arm, leave. They didn't say how many body parts are there. They didn't say what body parts. They just said body parts, which is weird.
Hang on a second. Can we rewind this tape here? All right, I know I'm going to regret this, but I'm going to go ahead and ask you. Yep, see, there it is. I knew I would regret asking you, and yet I did. Well, here you go. BuzzFeed has put together a list of the 20 most memorable talk show moments of all time. Now, this doesn't include the late night guys like Jimmy Fallon and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
This is Geraldo, Dr. Phil, Judge Judy, all those kind of shows.
Okay.
And there she is at number one, Oprah herself. You get a car. That's the clip that started it all.
I remember watching that live. I watched it when that happened. I was like, no way. Oh, my God.
By the way, I've worked with Geraldo.
Yeah.
I've gotten up close to his face, and he didn't know this. He thought we were just shaking hands. but I inspected his mustache.
That's weird.
It is real.
That's weird.
It's a real mustache.
How did you inspect his mustache? Did you tug on it?
I got close enough to tell that it's a real mustache, because from a distance or on television, you might think that it's just one of those little paste-ons.
It's very shiny.
But it is a real mustache.
Well, that's good to know.
So I'm here to tell you. Well, pop sensation Billie Eilish releasing a debut fragrance next month.
Oh, that's exciting.
Described as a mix of vanilla, cocoa, and soft spices, and packaged in a bottle shaped like a woman's bust. Coincidentally, so is mine.
That's a lie.
My fragrance will be very similar to that. So if you want, mine will be at Dollar Tree. Hers will be at Sephora or someplace like that. There's room in the marketplace for a knockoff.
I'd go with the Billy.
You catch here earlier this week how Mark Zuckerberg said they're going to rename the Facebook company?
Yeah.
Well, not to be undone, Donald Trump has announced that he's launching his very own social media company. It's going to be called Truth Social.
Okay. There's no fact-checking done on this, I'm assuming.
No need. It's all the truth. Nothing to check, because they're all facts.
I love it.
Why check them if we know it already?
I love it.
Am I right, people? I mean, it only makes it, but they'll probably say they're not, but that's okay. It's all right.
Where do I sign up?
I just hope he keeps doing something so I can keep doing that impression. Because I do Nixon, and he's been dead so long that really only you and I laugh at that. So I just hope that Trump stays relevant so I can keep doing that. A major producer of candy corn. That's the best way to start a news story. Was hit with a ransomware attack this month. It disrupted production. They're not to 100% yet, and some fear there will be a candy corn shortage this year, disappointing children nowhere.
Oh, no!
Jeez.
Gross.
Yuck.
Bud Light has announced they're selling a special limited edition eggnog-flavored hard seltzer for Christmas. It's part of their new Ugly Sweater Variety Pack, and I'm going to be honest with you. Does eggnog-flavored seltzer sound kind of gross? Sure it does.
Yeah.
But the deal, you have a case of Bud Light, and then you move to, you're not going to know the difference anyway.
You drink that one last.
And remember, it's better than tolerating your family, okay? Just remember,
yeah,
if you're trying to get down the eggnog seltzer. And this is nice. There's a couple in Iowa. They are 98 and 97 years old. He is older. Mm-hmm. They're just recently celebrating their 77th wedding anniversary. They both live in an assisted living facility. The nurses help them organize a photo shoot recreating their wedding day photo.
Oh, that's
from 77 years ago. Isn't that nice? She says they've never been more in love, and he still doesn't put down a seat. I guess you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Oh, that's very sweet, though.
Finally, for Ride Day, celebrity birthday file, Jonathan Lipnick. He's a little kid from Jerry Maguire with the big glasses.
He's human head weighs 8 pounds.
Yeah, that was unnecessary. He's 31. Zach from the group Hanson. You remember those little kids?
Of course.
36.
Awesome.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Shaggy, Carlos Mencia, 54 today. Brian Boitano, the ice skater. Bob Odenkirk, Jeff Goldblum, Christopher Lloyd, all celebrating their birthdays today. Curly from the Three Stooges was born on this day of history.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And today is National Nut Day and National Hot Dog Day. Oh, I'm sorry, National Dog Day. National Nut Day and National Dog Day. Apparently I'm going to a ball game in
my
head.
That's different.
Yeah, let's get some Cracker Jacks and a couple of dogs.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Now, I'm going to pull this car over if this gets out of hand, okay? We're going to keep this family friendly.
Okay, sorry.
So you all need to behave yourselves.
Okay.
But where is the craziest place, maybe the riskiest place, because you could get caught, right?
Mm.
And sometimes it's public place would be illegal.
Okay.
Where is the craziest place that the deed has ever been done? That you've ever had some fun with a close personal friend of yours.
Why don't you go first?
I'd rather not.
Why don't you go first?
Why do you do this to me?
Because I can.
I don't even pick these things. You feed me what it is we need to talk about, and then you make me look like a fool.
I'm not making you look like a fool. You can't answer the question.
All right, an outdoor parking garage.
An outdoor parking garage?
Yeah.
Okay. Outside?
Well, it was a parking garage. It was open, you know? So you could see into the parking garage from the street, I suppose.
Okay.
So behind a column.
Not here, but work.
Well.
Not this place, but work.
Well.
Backseat of my car.
Well.
Church.
Okay.
A movie theater.
Church.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't
church?
My church. It wasn't like in the church.
Oh, good. It wasn't your church.
It wasn't like in the church. It was like there
I'm going
like
to go ahead and
area.
Say. I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer for you right now. I'm going to get the rosary out of my car and I'm going to say a prayer for you right now.
Okay.
Because you need help, my child.
Probably.
Hallelujah, holla back.
The craziest place You've ever done the deed. That's this morning's He Said.
She Said.
Can you tell how uncomfortable with this I am?
Yeah.
I don't know when my
also,
career...
Also, I don't know this story, so I'm going to want to know your story. So, you know.
Well, I have things to do in the other room in between...
I figure.
In between songs here. Do it on Facebook.
Yes, please.
Remember, I will turn this car around.
All right, Dad.
He Said.
She Said.
And of course, you can call and text us as well. 732-774-4444. He Said.
She Said.
Just getting underway this morning. The craziest place, maybe the riskiest place, because you wouldn't want to get arrested. You wouldn't want to be caught. Wouldn't want to be humiliated and embarrassed that the deed has ever occurred for you.
Hmm.
That's the topic. Now, remember, we're going to keep this as polite as we can.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm doing this begrudgingly, okay?
Right.
Meaning this radio segment. I'm doing it begrudgingly.
Clearly.
You've done the deed. Where's the craziest place it ever occurred, all right?
Kayla said the Burger King bathroom.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, frankly.
Lassie. Uh-huh. Was the king there? Sorry. Steve said a retirement home basement bathroom with a nurse. And Nicole said the hotel hot tub in the indoor pool area in Disneyland. Wow.
Huh? Me and Minnie, too.
Stop that. Stop that. We got that Mickey filter, and we overuse it, frankly.
Yeah.
Joel and Wayside?
I'd say at a campsite.
Well, there could have been bears. So, yeah, I can see the danger.
Being outdoors.
Flowers.
Yeah, poison ivy.
Oh, yeah.
Anna in Brick?
On the dock of a lake that I was staying at, and there was a huge party happening. And we were just out in the open on the dock.
Wow.
Hopefully that was some sturdy wood.
Yeah.
You know, on the dock.
Yeah.
For the dock,
come
I mean.
On
the dock, I mean. You wouldn't want to fall in the lake is what I was trying to say.
No splinters.
Oh, for God's sakes. Never mind. I personally cannot wait for this segment to be over.
I'm sure.
It's making me very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something we need to know. We need to ask, I guess.
Yeah.
Craziest, riskiest, nuttiest place the deed has ever happened. How would you answer that? He Said.
She Said.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Talking this morning about the craziest place, the most unexpected, maybe the most embarrassing, the riskiest place ever done the deed. It's ever happened for you. You see where I'm going with this?
Aubrey said a shared laundry room of my apartment.
Well, at least it smelled nice.
Yeah, there you go. Also gross.
There's some bounce sitting in use.
Literally. Whitney said the baseball field, and we're still kicking ourselves for not rounding the bases after we've rounded the bases.
I was going to just ask that we not do baseball metaphors here, but of course.
Cameron said the back of a Volkswagen Bug. I'm 6'5 and almost 300 pounds. Wow.
I was a real dirtball when I was a young kid, and yet this just makes me, I'm such a prude. I don't know how this happened to me, but now I'm very uncomfortable with these kind of topics.
I mean, you were outside in a garage, I'm assuming at work, if I had to guess.
No. Chelsea in Ocean Township?
Probably, like, just the beginning and just the end of a roller coaster.
Wow.
Wait,
and not
what?
Like the deed, but, you know, fooling around.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say, I need some, there's got to be some more explanation here.
You can't really get out of those seats.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Ma'am, you may not stand up on this ride.
Now, this wasn't one of the roller coasters with the camera, was it?
No. Hopefully not. If not, they got a surprise.
Sorry, you must be this tall to ride.
Right.
Well, thank God that's over. Although Rochelle had a ball with this.
I did.
And it'll continue, I'm sure, when we get home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to bury my head in the sand someplace.
Mm-hmm.
The riskiest, the craziest place you've ever done the deed. Still going on Facebook.
Tiffany said on the couch while the kids were in their room.
Just,
parent life.
Okay.
And Kendra said, on the beach and it wasn't sexy. Never again.
Stick with the cocktail, okay? We'll keep that going on Facebook for you all day. Be polite. He Said.
She Said.